B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Nun Tes. We're going to start 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches, Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Minayin shelo yehei dovor koidum letomid shel shachar. What's the source that nothing is allowed to be put onto the Mizbeach before the Korban Tomid shel shachar? We've already discussed that there are two Korban Tomids that were brought every day, Korban Oilo. One was a Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, and one was Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. The first Korban in the morning was Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, which that corresponds to what we daven today, the Shacharis. And then the last Korban that was brought, almost the last Korban besides for Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, the last Korban every day that was offered on the Mizbeach was the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim that was brought in the afternoon every day. And we saw on Daf Nun Ches already earlier exactly what time the Korban Tomid was brought. So the Brice is now saying, what's the source that you're not allowed to offer any Korbanus onto the Mizbeach before the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is put on the Mizbeach? Talmud Leimer. It says in the Pasuk, goes, V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach tukad boi loisichbe, the fire on the Mizbeach will burn for always, will not get extinguished. Vir oleo ha'koyin, Eitzim and the Kohen will burn on it, will arrange on it and burn on it wood on the fireplace on the Mizbeach, baboiker, every morning. V'orach oleo ha'oilo, he will arrange on these woods on the Mizbeach, the Korban Oilo, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. V'hiktir oleo chel v'ashlomim, and he will put the chalovim, the fats of the shlomim, onto it. And we'll have to see in the Gemara now, when it says V'orach oleo ho'oilo, the Pasuk doesn't explicitly say it's talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, but the Gemara will say that ho'oilo, the oilo, is referring to that Korban Tomid, and V'hikter oleo, one will burn on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, chel v'hashlomim, the fats of the shlomim, and we'll see soon in the Gemara that that's going to teach us that all Korbanos have to be brought on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, not before. So says the Gemara, since it says in the Pasuk, V'orach oleo ho'oilo, that one arranges on the Mizbeach, on the woods of the Mizbeach, ho'oilo, the oilo, and it seems that whichever oilo this is referring to is the very first korban that is allowed to be brought in the day, no other korban is before that. So asks the Gemara, my Talmudo, from where do you see that the word ho'oilo, the oilo, is referring to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar? The Pasuk doesn't tell us that explicitly. Omar Rav explains, ho'oilo, oilo rishoino, since it's got a hei hayadiyah, the oilo, that one known oilo, which one is that? It's the very first one which is brought in the psukim, and that is the Korban oilo. Rashi says that ho'oilo is ha'chashuvo ha'amuro tchilo l'kola oilois, V'hainu oilas tomid de parshas korbonis. The very first korban that's mentioned is the korban oilo. It's the oilo, and the one that has to be arranged first on the mizbeach before any other korbonis. Asks the Braiso, minayin she'ein dova koriv achar tomid shel beinu arbaim. How do you know that the very last korban every day has to be the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim, and one's not allowed to offer any korbonis onto the mizbeach after the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim? Talmud Leima, it says in that very same Pasuk, V'hiktir oleho chel v'hashlomim, that the fats of the shlomim, which, okay, we'll see in a minute what the word shlomim means. The word shlomim, literally translated, would mean a korban shlomim, one of the korbonis which are offered in the Mizbeach. But the Pasuk is saying, V'hiktir oleho, the shlomim, the chel v'hashlomim, are offered or burnt on it, on the korban Tomid Shel Shachar, which means after the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, the Korban Shlomim is brought, or whichever this Shlomim is, and it has to be brought on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, not on the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim marking the last Korban of the day. Asks the Gemara, my Talmuda, what do you see from the words of Hikdir Oleo Chel V'Hashlomim? Says the Machlekes, Omar Abaya, Oleo Shlomim, on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, which is V'orach Oleo Ho'oilo, we saw a few lines back, that's the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, on it one would bring the Shlomim, V'lo Yar Chaverot HaShlomim, but the Korban Shlomim should not be offered on the other Korban Tomid, referring to the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. Maskif Lo Rava, Rava asks a question. According to you, Abaya, that you are understanding that the source that you're not allowed to bring korbonis after the korban tometral ben arba'im is from the fact that the Torah says that the chel ve'ashlomim, the fats that are offered from a korban shlomim, have to be burnt on the korban tometral shachar, not on the korban tometral ben arba'im. Then we only know that shlomim hu deloy nakriv, that korban shlomim you're not allowed to bring after the korban tometral ben arba'im. Ha oilois nakriv, but you don't know that korban oila, a different type of korban, maybe that can be brought after the korban tometral ben arba'im. Elo marova, Rava explains that when it says in the pasuk v'hikte oleho chel ve'ashlomim, what does that mean? Oleho hashlem, the word shlomim actually refers to hashlem, you should complete, that all the korbonis should be on it, on the korban tometral shachar. Hashleim, make sure that all the korbonis have been offered on it, kol korbonis kulon, all the korbonis, and not after the korban tometral ben harbaim. Continues the Gemara. And this is now another braisa regarding the order, the sequence of the avoides that were done at the end of the day. Tonu rabbonon, tomid koidim lepesach. The korban tomid was offered before the korban pesach. We've already learnt about that, and this is referring to the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Even though all other korbanos were not allowed to be brought after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im, but the korban pesach was allowed to. Pesach koidim l'ktoiras. After the korban tomid, on erev pesach one would bring the korban pesach, and on every other day, obviously, there's no korban pesach. One would then offer the ktoiras. The ketores, these were spices that were offered up on the mizbeach inside the heichal, the small mizbeach. That would be the avoda of the ketores. And ketores kudemes leneiros, and the avoda of putting the ketores on the mizbeach was done before the avoda of hadlokas neiros, of lighting the menorah, which was also in the heichal. And now the Gemara is going to explain, or the Braisa explains, why was the korban tomid, what's the source that the korban tomid shel bein arba'im was before the korban pesach? Yu'uchar dovar, you should delay the thing referring to korban pesach. Shenemar boi, that it says in the pasuk regarding korban pesach, bo'erev u'beinu arba'im. The pasuk also says that the korban pesach is brought bo'erev, and also says that the korban pesach is brought beinu arba'im, which is a double term referring to later in the evening, later in the afternoon, and that is delayed more than ledova shelo nemar boi bo erev elo bein arba'im bilvad, and that comes after the korban tomid, which it only says bein arba'im, meaning that it was brought earlier on in the afternoon, and that's the source that the korban tomid shel bein arba'im is brought before the korban pesach. Says the Gemara, Ihocha, if it's true that the Korban Pesach is the very last Korban because it says Bo'erev and Beinu Arba'im, Ketores Veneiros Nami, by Ketores and the Hadlokas Aneiros, Nami Nekadmu LePesach, it should also be before Pesach, for the same reason that Yuchor Dovor Shenemar Boi Bo'erev, Ubeinu Arba'im, Ledovor Shloi Nemar Boi, Elo Beinu Arba'im Bilvad. When it comes to the Ktoiras and the Menorah, it only says Beinu Arba'im, like the Korban Tomid. It doesn't say Bo'erev and Beinu Arba'im. And the same source that teaches us that Korban Pesach is after the Korban Tomid shall Beinu Arba'im, so too the Korban Pesach should be after Ktoiras and after that Lokas Aneris. Answers the Gemara, you're right, but in the parsha of the Hadlokas Neiris, there's another posuk that seems to tell us that the Neiris are even later, are the last thing that is done in the day. Shani Hosom, that regarding the Neiris, the menorah is different to Miot Rachmona Oisoi. It says in the posuk Oisoi, and from Oisoi we learn that the Hadlokas Neiris is after, even after the Korban Pesach, and we'll soon see that the Ketores and the Neiris are learnt from each other. The Tani we learnt in a Braisa, the Pasuk says as follows, Bo'oyel Moed Michutz LaPoreiches, in the Oyel Moed, in the Beis HaMikdash this was called the Heichal, Asha'al Ha'edus Yaruch Yitzaren Uvonov Me'erev Ad Boiker, Lefnei Hashem Chuk HaSeilim Nedoyroisom Me'ez B'nei Yisrael. So when it says in the Pasuk regarding the Menoira, it says Me'erev Ad Boiker. It says Yaruch Oisoi Aroin Uvonov Me'erev Ad Boiker. What does it mean Me'erev Ad Boiker? So the Braisa says, the first thing the Braisa says, ten lom midosa, put enough oil into the candles, into the menorah, There should be enough oil in the lamps of the menorah that they should be able to stay alight right through the night from the when it was lit all the way to the morning. Another thing that we learn from this pasuk, Ein l'cha avoida shekshero me'erev ad boiker, the only avoida, that means the last avoida, that means that the very last avoida which you're allowed to start in the Beis HaMikdash is the one that is me'erev. It's the conclusion of the day. It sparks the erev and is the only avoida that continues till boiker, till the morning. Elozu bilvad is only the menorah. That means the menorah sparks the end of the day, the last avodah that's done, me'erev ad boiker, and it continues till the morning, and no other avodah is allowed to be started after the menorah. Ein lecha avodah shekshero me'erev ad boiker elo zu belvad. My tama, Omar, what's the source for this? Omar Kroy says in the pasuk, Yaroich oisoi aroi nuvon of me'erev ad boiker. When it says oisoi, it means it. That means me'erev ad boiker, from the evening till the morning, what's happening? That's oisoi. Only the menorah is being lit from the erev. After that, nothing gets done. Oisoi me'erev ad boiker, ve'ein dover acher me'erev ad boiker. No other avoda is allowed to be started after the candles are lit. Ve'iskash k'teres l'neiris, and the pasuk actually speaks about the k'teres, offering up the spices on the mizbeach k'teres together with the menorah. And so they are done as a sequence, first the Keteres, then the Neres, and that's the end of the day. And before that is the Korban Pesach, and before that was the Korban Tomit Shalbeinu Arbaim. Continues the Gemara. V'tanya, we saw in another Braisa, Kikushion. We asked at the beginning, three lines from the top of the Omud, we asked a question. We asked that if Korban Pesach is after Korban Tomit Shel Beinu Arbaim, because it says Bo Erev and Beinu Arbaim, then it should also be after the Keteres and after the Adlokas Neiris. And so why do you say that Keteres and Adlokas Neiris is after the Korban Pesach? The Gemara before said you learn it out from Oisai. However, there's a brisa that actually puts Korban Pesach after Keteres and Neiris. Tomid Koidim Le Keteres. Korban Tomid was before Keteres. Keteres Koidemes Le Neiris. The Keteres was before the Hadlokas Neiris. The Neiris Koidmes Le Pesach. And the Hadlokas Neiris was before the Korban Pesach. The very last thing that was done was the Korban Pesach. Why? As we saw before, Yuchur Dovar Shenema Be'erev O'Bein Arbaim, we delay the Korban Pesach, where it says in the Pasuk, Bo'erev and Be'en Arbaim, L'Dovar Shaloi Nemar Bo'elo Be'en Arbaim Belvad, to all those things where it only says Be'en Arbaim and not Bo'erev, and that includes the Korban Tomid, the Keteres, and the Neiris. Asks the Gemara, according to this price of Oxiv Oisai, do you not learn from the pasuk of Oisai Me'erev Ad Boiker that the very last avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash has to be Oisai, has to be the Hadlokas Neiris? Says the Gemara, that's to teach us a different halacha. Hai Oisai Miboy Leilim Ute avodah Shebifnim. The Oisai that it says by Adlokas Neiris, that it's the very last Avodah, it's talking about only the Avodahs done in the Heichal. In the Heichal, only two Avodahs are done, the Menorah and the Keteres. So to teach us that the Menorah is done is after the Keteres. The very last thing that's done in the Heichal is the Menorah, and the Keteres is done before it. However, even after the Neiris, not in the Heichal, in the Azorah, by the Mizbeach, the big Mizbeach, that's where they would do the Korban Pesach. Solkadai Techamina, I may have thought, Hoyluch Siv, since it says in the Pasuk, Uvahalois Arin is Haneiris, when Arin would light the candles of the menorah, Beinu Arbaim, then Yaktireno, Keteres Tomid, Lifnei Hashem Ledoroseichem, then after he lights the menorah, you bring the Keteres, that's how we would read the Pasuk. And only then, Yaktireno, you bring the Keteres. Ema Nadlik Neiris Bereisha, we may have thought you first light the candles, Vahodor Nakter Keteres, and only after that you burn the Keteres. Therefore, Miat Rachmona Oisoi, that's why it says Oisoi, by the Neiris, Elo, Miat Rachmona Oisoi, that the Neiris is the very last Avoida, and the Keteres have to be done before. Elo Beinu Arbayim Yaktireno Lomoli. How are you going to learn, or what's when the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen, he would light the candles, Beinu Arbaim, and then the Pasuk says, Yaktirenok Toires Tomid Lifnei Hashem Doreisechem. Why, before we assumed, in the Havamin of the Gemara, we assume it means after the Neiris, you bring the Ktoiris. But now that we know that Ktoiris is before the Neiris, what do we do with the fact that it says, Uvahalis Aaronis Aneiris Beinu Arbaim, and then Yaktireno, Lomoli? Says the Gemara Hochi Komer Rachmona. This is how you have to read the pasuk. Beidon de madlekes neirois. That means beinu arbaim uvahalus aronis haneirois beinu arbaim yaktireno. What does yaktireno mean? Tehei mekatro k'toires. The k'toires should already have been offered on the mizbeach even before the neirois. So yaktireno is not after the menorah. You should offer the k'toris on the mizbeach. No, rather, when you light the menorah, the k'toris should already have been put on the mizbeach. Continues the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Ein lecho dovor shekoidim letomid shel shachar. There's nothing that is put onto the fire on the mizbeach before the korban tomid shel shachris. El k'toris bilvad. The only thing that is burnt in the Beis HaMikdosh before the korban tomid shel shachris is the k'toris. The k'toris was brought twice a day. Once before the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, and once after the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. Shenemar Bo, regarding the Keteris, it says, Baboiker, Baboiker. It says twice the word, Baboiker. V'yukdam Keteris, Dovor Shenemar Boi Baboiker, Baboiker. Tichsiv, V'hikte Oleo Aaron Keteris Samim, Baboiker, Baboiker. L'dovo Sheloi Nemar Boi Elo Boiker Echod. And that means from the fact that by the k'toires it says in the pasuk v'hikter olav Aaron k'toires samim ba boiker, twice boiker, and by korban tomid it only says once the word ba boiker, to teach us that the k'toires is brought even before the korban tomid shel shachar. Ve'in l'chadovo shemis akiv achar tomid shel ben arbaim elo k'toires v'neirois v'pesach. And there's nothing which is delayed after korban tomid shel beinu arbaim, only the k'toires and the neiros u'pesach. And here pesach is written after k'toires and neiros, like in the second brisa we saw before. And this brisa adds there's one more thing that comes even after the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim u'mechusar kippurim be'erev pesach shetovel sheinis v'oicholas pischoi lo erev. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. What's the case here? We know that when a person is Tomei, then he has to go through the process of becoming Tohir. Different Tumas have different halachas, and then on the final day, he goes into the mikvah, he's Tohir. He waits till the end of the day, called Herev Shemesh, and then he's a Tvul Yoim, and till the end of the day, and then he's Tohir. However, there are four people that on the eighth day, on the next day after they became Tohir, they actually have to bring a korban. A Zov, a Zova, a Matzoira, and a Yoledes. And since they still have to bring the Korban, they haven't yet reached their final Kapora, and they're not allowed to eat Kochim yet. Not allowed to eat Korbonis. And they are called Mechusar Kippurim, and Rashi brings here, and this is a Gemara in Makkos, that Mechusar Kippurim, who eats Kochim, is actually Chayev Koros. On the eighth day, they have to bring their korban. Zov, Zova, Metzora, Yoledes, they each have their own different korbonus. But whichever korbonus they have to bring, they bring the korbonus on the eighth day. After that, midrabonon, they have to tovel in the mikveh again, and then they can eat kochim. What happens if on Erev Pesach was the eighth day of Zov, Zova, Metzora, or Yoledes? And Rashi only brings some of those in the list, but that's something discussed in the Mefarashim. But what happens if somebody was a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach? He's Tohir, he's been to the mikveh the day before, he's had hair of Shemesh, but he hasn't brought his korban. He should have brought it that day, he forgot, whatever the good or bad reason, he didn't bring his korban. They brought the korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, and now he's stuck. He can't bring any other korbanos, and he has to bring the korban Pesach. Somebody who doesn't eat Korban Pesach is Chayev Koros. And he can't eat the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Kochim, is a Korban. And Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kochim. What can he do? So according to the Tanakhama here, since there's a mitzvah saseh, which is Shesh Bei Koros of Korban Pesach, they're even allowed to bring his Korban of Zov, Zova, Metzora, Yoledes, is allowed. Let's talk about the Zov and the Metzora, which are men. They're allowed to bring their korban of ziva or tzoras even after the Korban Tomet Shel Bein Arbaim was brought, in order to allow him to have his kapara and then to bring the Korban Pesach. That was the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel b'Yechon b'Mareika Emir, Af Mechusur Kippurim b'Shayim Mois HaShana. In such a case, even the whole year, nothing to do with Korban Pesach. A person, there's a mitzvah to eat kochim, not only for Kohanim to eat their part in the korbanos, there's even a mitzvah for Yisrael to eat kochim. And since he's not allowed to eat kochim before he's brought his korban, and on the eighth day, for a good or bad reason, he didn't bring his korban, on that eighth day, even after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim, he can bring his korban that he needs for his kapara, whichever the korban will be, zov, zova, matzora, yiledes, and then they can eat kochim after that. And this korban, this kapara they need, can be brought even after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim, according to Rabbi Yishmael ben Oish Rabbi Yechanan ben Baraika. Shetovel v'ichol b'kotchim ba'erev, he can after he brings his korban, he's tovel, and he can eat kotchim. And Rashi explains that what the situation was, according to Rabbi Yishmael ben Oish Rabbi Yechanan ben Baraika, was somebody who actually brought the korban shlomim on that eighth day, and the korban shlomim can be eaten that day and the next night. If he's not going to bring his kapara, then he's not allowed to eat the kochim. And since it's incumbent upon him, or there's a mitzvah for him to eat his korban shlomim, and he's going to lose that night, that day, and the following night he's going to lose if he has to wait to bring his korban only the next day. And since he's got a mitzvah to eat his shlomim, therefore we allow him to bring his kapara even after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim has been brought. And now even the Gemara says here, shetovel v'ichol b'kochim lo'erev, lo'erev doesn't mean he has to wait for nightfall. There's no halacha of herev shemesh for mechusa kippurim. As soon as he brings his korban, he can already eat kochim. But since we're talking about it was offered after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim, it's considered erev. But erev here does not mean that he has to wait till night. That's how the Bala Moira explains this. And says the Gemara. Now, and we're starting with the Tanakhama now. We're going back to explain this braisa. Bishlei mele Tanakhama. According to Tanakhama, I can understand why they say that the only time you're allowed to bring somebody who's mechusar kippurim, a zov or a metzora, is allowed to bring their korban, even after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim, is only erev Pesach. Why? Yovei asei de Pesach, the mitzvahs asei of bringing a korban Pesach, sheyesh beikoros, it's a very severe type of asei, because it's a mitzvah that if you don't bring a korban Pesach, you could be punishable by koros. V'yitchen, it overrides asei de hashlama, the asei that says oleo hashleim that we learnt about before, bring all korbanos on the korban tomet shel shachar, not on the korban tomet shel bein arbaim. So that asei that teaches us, don't bring korbanos after the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim, that is overridden by the mitzvah asei of being able to eat the korban Pesach. And because the asei d'ashlomo she'ein by koros, it's not as severe, there's no oinish of koros if you bring a korban after the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim. Elo Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yechon ben Baraika, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yechon ben Baraika, that he says that any mechusar kippurim, he's got a shlomim that needs to be eaten, he's allowed to override the assay of not bringing any korbanos after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating kochim, of eating his shlomim. My ulmei dehayasei mehayasei. What's the strength of the mitzvah of eating kochim, of eating his shlomim, that it can override the mitzvah of not bringing a korban after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim? Says the Gemara Amar Rav Hinah Amar Rav Chisda. There's going to be two answers here. Rav Chisda says, you're right. You're not allowed to bring, even according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yechon ben Baraika, you're not allowed to bring a korban after the korban tomet shel bein arbaim. There's no reason to. This is naseh and this is naseh, and neither is stronger than the other to override it. However, there's one type of korban that is associated to a mechusar kippurim, which is talking about a metzora who is a poor man, and this metzora who's a poor man, the korban chatos he has to bring is actually a bird, and from a bird chatos, only the blood is sprinkled onto the mizbeach, but the bird itself is not put onto the fire of the mizbeach, and since nothing goes onto the fire of the mizbeach, there's no issue with doing that after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. However, any other mechusar kippurim where there's an actual korban that needs to be put onto the mizbeach, we would have a big problem with that. And indeed, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka will agree to the Tanakama that it does not override the assay of not bringing a korban, any korban after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. That was Rav Chisda's answer. Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa says, no, afilu teime b'chatos behema. It could even be referring to a chatos, which is an animal which has parts that actually have to be put onto the mizbeach. And then the question comes back. We understand the Tanakama that you're overriding the issa of not bringing a korban after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im in order to be able to eat the korban pesach, which is a severe mitzvah, which is a very strong mitzvah. It's punishable by koras if you don't do it. However, other than Erev Pesach, where you need to eat the Korban Pesach, why are we allowing this person to bring a Korban after the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im? So Rav Papa explains, Malo, what he does is he takes the parts of the Korban that need to be offered onto the Mizbeach, he puts them up on the top of the Mizbeach, Umelino, Baroisha, and he leaves them there overnight at the top of the Shel Mizbeach, on Baroisha Shel Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, and this opinion holds, of Papa holds, that even though normally we know that imurim, the limbs, the parts of the animal that were supposed to go on the mizbeach, they can be left at the bottom of the mizbeach till the end of the night, not including the end of the night, which means by the time that it's morning, those korbanos have to be put on the mizbeach, otherwise there's a psulino. Those imurim that didn't make it onto the mizbeach through the night, we'll learn about that soon a bit more, if they didn't make it onto the fire overnight, they are not allowed to be, the apostle is psulino. They've stayed overnight and that's it. There's a discussion whether the parts that need to go on the mizbeach, in the event that they were actually on top of the mizbeach, just not on the fire, is there also a psulino? So Rav Papa says there's no psulino on top of the mizbeach. So take these parts of the korban chatos, do not offer them onto the mizbeach, onto the fire, because you're not allowed to offer anything onto the fire after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Leave them there. There won't be a psulino. The next morning after korban tomid shel shachar, you can put those limbs and whatever needs to go onto the mizbeach, you put them onto the mizbeach, and then the owners will have their kapara, and everything will be okay. That is what the opinion of Rav Papa. And we're going to discuss this a little bit now. And now the Gemara is first asking that you, Rav Chisda, how did Rav Chisda just explain Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, that indeed animal korbanos are not allowed to be offered? We're talking here about a chatos, which is an oif, a metzera, only a poor man, a metzera. He can bring his chatos from a bird. The bird, nothing gets burnt on the mizbeach. There's no issue with doing it after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Asks the Gemara, that's very good as far as the chatos is concerned. But a metzera, even a poor man, he has to bring other korbanos, not only a chatos, he has to bring a korban osham as well. V'ho'ika osham. The osham is not a bird, it's an animal. How's he going to get his kapara? If he can't bring his korban asham, he doesn't have his kapara, and you're back to the same issue. He's still a mechusar kippurim. So the Gemara says, Bishlei Miller of Papa, according to Rav Papa, we have a solution. In the same way as he says that chatos behema, you do the shechita, you do the zrikas adam, and then the limbs, you just leave them on top of the mizbeach, there's no lina, you'll do the same here. Bishlei Miller of Papa, hainu demolin lo. They leave it overnight at the top of the mizbeach. They bring the korban osham, they sprinkle the blood, and they put the parts of the osham that's going to go on the mizbeach on top of the mizbeach. That's okay. Elo lo Rav Chisda, ma'ikel ameimer. According to Rav Chisda, what's he going to say? He said before that the animals are not allowed to be brought, only the birds. Osham is an animal, not a bird. Answers the Gemara, Omri, we're talking about shekirev ashomri. We're talking about that the korban asham he brought before the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. He's already brought his korban asham. All that was left was the korban chatos. He's still a mechusar kippurim. Says of Chisda, if he's a poor man, a metzera, the chatos is a bird, and therefore you're allowed to offer it up onto the mizbeach. You're allowed to offer it and sprinkle the blood even after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Asks the Gemara, okay, you've taken care of the Osham, you've taken care of the Chatos, v'hoyika oila. What about the Korban oila, another Korban that Metzora has to bring, and that's also not from a bird. How's he going to bring that? V'chi teima oila loy ma'akva. Are you going to say that not bringing the korban oila is not ma'akav, his kapara, and is not mechusar kippurim, and he's allowed to eat kochim even if he hasn't yet brought his korban oila? V'tanya, did we not learn in a brayso b'shmol b'nei shvav b'yoichim b'breika imer k'shem shechatosi v'ashomi ma'akvin ma'akvin oisei kach ilosei ma'akvosei? In the same way as the chatos and the ashom is ma'akv, before that he's still a mechusar kippurim, the oila also keeps him a mechusar kippurim till he brings the oila. What are you going to say? V'chitema, are you going to suggest, like you did with the Asham, b'shekorva oilosei, that he brought his oila before the korban tomei shel bein arba'im, and the whole issue is only the chatos? For that Rav Chisda says that the chatos was an oif, was a bird, and was allowed to be brought after the korban tomei shel bein arba'im. U'mikorva oilosei koidim lechatosei rishon, are you allowed to bring the korban oila before offering the korban chatos? V'tanya, did we not learn in a brisa that the pasuk says v'hevi oisom el hakohen v'hikriv es asher lechatos rishona u'molach es reisha? It says that the chatos has to be brought first. V'hikriv es asher chatos lo rishona. Ma talmud loima? What's the word lo rishona tell me? In lilmoid shetei kridemis la'ila, is it there to teach us that in that particular case, and over there we're not talking about Metzora, we're talking about a chatos is before oila. It says, are you trying to teach us shatei kudemes la'oila, that chatos has to be brought before oila? Haloi kvar nema, it says already, ves hasheni yase oila kamishpot v'chiper olo v'akoyin mechatosu ha'shechoto v'nislech loi. The pasuk says there explicitly, ves hasheni, that the second korban is the korban oila. So why does the pasuk have to say previously v'hikriv es asher lechatos rishoino? Elozeh bono av. The reason it says that is in order to build a source. It should be a rule. L'kol ha'chatois yukoidmo yislecholo oilo yisabo yisimoem. That all korban chatos have to be before the korban oilo that's brought with them. So you see clearly, the korban oilo has to be brought before the korban chatos. V'kaimelon. And the halacha is that afilu chatos ha'oif koidemis lo'ilas behema. For example, in the case of a korban yoledes, in the event that she's not poor, then she brings a chatos, which is a bird, and an oila, which is a behema. And the halacha is that even chatos ha'oif is before oilas behema. So oila is always after chatos. If so, this metzora we're talking about, metzora oni, he couldn't bring the oila before the chatos. And we're talking here about that you're allowed to bring the chatos after the korban tomei shel bein arba'im, says Rav Chisda, because there's no part of the bird gets put onto the mizbeach. But the korban oila, which is going to be brought afterwards, and it's ma'akav, as we saw before he brings the korban oila, he's not yet relieved of his psul of mechusar kippurim. So how is he going to bring the korban oila according to Rav Chisda? Omar Rava, shani oilas metzora. Rava says that the oil of Metzora is different, Derachmona Omar, because the Pasuk says regarding that particular oil of a Metzora, the Pasuk says, V'heelo ha'koyen es ha'oilo v'es ha'mincha mizbeicho, v'chiper olov ha'koyen v'tohir. And really it should have said, V'es ha'oilo yale, you should offer up the oil. What does it mean, V'heelo ha'koyen es ha'oilo? Why does it use an interesting term, V'heelo? Says the Gemara to tell us shehel or kvar, that you bring the korban, you're allowed to bring the korban oila before the chatos in the case of this metzora, and since you're allowed to bring the korban oila before the korban chatos, according to Rav Chisda, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechon ben Bereika says you're always allowed to mechusar kippurim is always allowed to bring his kapara even after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, it means this poor metzora that the oila was brought before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im and the osham was brought before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im. All that was left was the chatos. The chatos is a bird and can be brought after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im. That's how we explained. That's how Rav Chisda is going to deal with this. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to ask a question on Rav Papa. Omar le Rav Shomon bar Abba le Rav Papa. Le ditcha, according to you, Rav Papa, how did Rav Papa explain Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, who said that Mechusar Kippurim is always allowed to bring his kapara even after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im? So Rav Papa said, it's talking about even an animal, a behema, which has parts that go on the mizbeach. Rav Papa said, "Meila umelino bereishis shel mizbeach." Put the parts that need to go onto the mizbeach, put them on top of the mizbeach. don't leave them at the foot of the Mizbeach. And if they're on top of the Mizbeach, there's no lina. They're not going to become posel by virtue of the fact that they were not put onto the fire overnight. And in the morning, you wait for the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar to be brought, and then you put these Emurim onto the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to now have two questions on that. First, Rav Shimon Bar Abba asked Rav Papa, according to you, Rav Papa, that you're allowed to put these parts, these limbs and the fats, that these Emurim, onto the top of the Mizbeach, are we really going to allow you to do something that could cause something negative to happen? There could be a big mistake here. Because since the other korbanos, that the shechita was done before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, and the zrikas hadam was done before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, the halacha is you're allowed to put the imurim up even after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, and that was done right through the night. It actually corresponds to our tfilas ma'ariv, which is done through the night. Here you have a korban that the shechita and zrika was done after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im. You're not allowed to offer up these parts of the korban onto the mizbeach, since the korban itself was not started, the shechita and zrika was not done before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im. So you're not allowed to put it onto the mizbeach. And the Papa indeed said, leave it there on top of the mizbeach until after the next morning, korban tomid shel shachar is brought. But you can leave these parts of the korban on top of the mizbeach. The kohanim may, by mistake, take those emurim and put them onto the mizbeach together with all the other emurim of the korbanos that were brought on time before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, where they were supposed to, and they had to put those limbs onto the mizbeach, onto the fire overnight. And here you're going to cause the kohanim to make a serious mistake. They're going to transgress the issa of oleo hashlem. They're going to put these limbs onto the mizbeach before the next korban tomid shel shachar. And we said before, you're not allowed to do that. And the kohanim that are working through the night, disavri, they're going to think the yoimahu, that these parts of the animals waiting on top of the mizbeach belong to korbanos that were shechted and sprinkled their blood during the day before the korban tomid shel bein arba'im was brought. They might by mistake come and put it onto the Mizbeach. And that's very serious. Answers the Gemara that there's no issue with that. Omar Leir of Papa is going to answer to Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Kohanim's Rizimheim, Kohanim are very meticulous, and the Kohen that's going to put these limbs on top of the Mizbeach is going to announce to everybody, do not put them onto the fire overnight, because it's actually a korban that was brought after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im. You're not allowed to put the emurim on the fire overnight, and the kohanim, who are very meticulous, will not come to make any mistakes. Now the Gemara is asking another question on Rav Papa. Omele Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. V'omre la Rav Huna bereid Rav Nosson le Rav Papa. Either Rav Ashi asked the question to Rav Kahana, or Rav Huna asked the question to Rav Papa. V'ho kama deloi miskatre emurim. He says, very good. What's your Papa saying? You're saying that when Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish, Rabbi Yechanan ben Baruch, and the Braisa said that you're allowed to bring a korban, even not on Erev Pesach, the whole year round, if somebody brought a shlomim, he's now got a mitzvah and it's incumbent upon him to eat that shlomim, but he can't because he's a mechusa kippurim and he didn't bring his kapora during the day. You're allowed to bring his kapora even after the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim. That's what Rav Papa said. And that's what Shmuel said. How did Rav Papa explain that? Do the shechita, do the zrika. You're not allowed to offer those parts of the korban onto the mizbeach. Okay, leave them on top of the mizbeach. They won't be put on the fire till the next morning. What have you gained? Asks the Gemara. V'hokama dole miskatri emurim, all the while that you don't actually burn the murim, these limbs, these parts of the korban that need to be put on the fire, all the while you don't actually put them on the fire, kohanim le motsu, Ochli, Bosor, then the Kohanim cannot eat their part of the korban. Detani, because we learnt in a brisa, Yochel yu Kohanim Roshoim b'chozav v'shoik, Koidim aktoras emurim, you may have thought that the Kohanim can eat their part of all these korbanos, which is the chozed, the breast of the animal, and the shoik, which is the back right thigh of the animal. Koidim aktoras emurim, they can eat it before the emurim get put on the mizbeach. Talmud Leimah says in the Pasuk, first the Kohen puts the fats on the Mizbeach, and only then the chest goes to the Kohenim. And And all the while the Kohanim are not allowed to eat their part of the Korban, which is the Chozer and the Shoik, Bailim Lo Miskapra, then the owners do not get their Kapara, and they still have the status of Mechusar Kippurim, and they still can't eat any Kachim. So you're of Papa, what have you gained? You're going to put the animal on top of the Mizbeach and not offer it onto the fire, which means that the Korban is not going to be, is not going to have a vehikter akoyen esachelev amizbeicha. And if there's no vehikter akoyen esachelev amizbeicha, then there's also no vahoya achozel aronovonov. And if there's no vahoya achozel aronovonov, then there's no kapara for the person, the tanya, because as we learned in the braisa, the pasuk says, v'ochlu oisom asher kupar bohem, that the kohanim, the eating of the kohanim, their part of the korban, is actually what finalizes the atonement, the kapara. That only after the Kohanim eat their part, the owners have their kapara. And if the owners don't have the kapara, he's still mechusar kippurim. So what have you gained, you Rabbi Shmuel, who say that you want this person to be able to eat from his shlomim, so you're allowing him to bring the korban of his mechusar kippurim? You haven't gained anything. The Kohanim can't eat it because you don't put them on the Mizbeach, according to Rav Papa. You don't put the parts that belong in the Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach. So there's no kapara, he's still mechusar kippurim. Answers the Gemara, no. Omer li, kiven deloy efshar asom kamisha nitzmoy she'avdu. It's true that we saw in the pasuk before that the pasuk says v'hikter akoyin es achelev hamizbeicha. You first have to put the chalovim, the fats and the limbs onto the mizbeach, and only afterwards v'hoyo achoze la'aron ulevonov. Then the Aaron and his children, which means the kohanim, they get their parts, which is the breast and the back right thigh, called Chozeh v'Shoik. But that's not always true. It's true that when the Emurim are there, when the Chalovim, when the fats, when the limbs that go on the Mizbeach, they still exist, then they have to be put onto the Mizbeach before the Kohanim can eat it. However, in certain circumstances, for example, if those limbs actually became Tomei, or they got lost, and the Shechita was done okay, the Zerika was done, the blood was sprinkled. Now, what was supposed to happen was that the parts that were supposed to go on the Mizbeach should have been put on the Mizbeach, and then the parts going to the Kohen could be eaten by the Kohen, and the owners will be atoned. What happens if the parts that are supposed to go on the Mizbeach became Tomei or got lost? What then? In that case, we allow the Kohenim to eat their parts, even though the parts that were supposed to go on the Mizbeach didn't get there because they became Tomei or they got lost. And the Gemara is now going to say the very fact that you're not allowed to put the Emurim onto the Mizbeach because, or Leo Hashleim, you have to wait till the next morning, it's similar to a case where those parts actually got lost or Tomei, and the Kohanim are allowed to eat it even before the parts get put on the Mizbeach. And that's how Rav Papa is going to say that the people, that this Mechusar Kippurim, he will get his kapara because the Kohanim can eat their Chozeh v'Shoik even before the Emurim get put on the Mizbeach. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Yochel, I may have thought, Nitmu Emurim Oishavdu, if the Emurim, if these parts that are supposed to go on the Mizbeach became Tomei Oishavdu, that they got lost, Loyu Kohanim Zakoyin b'Chozeh v'Shoik, that they, since we will not be able to comply with v'hikter akoyin es achelev hamizbeicha, then also v'hoyo achozeh la'aron ulevonov doesn't apply, they won't get the chozeh v'shoik. Talmud Lema says in the Pasuk, no, v'hoyo achozeh la'aron ulevonov. The Pasuk says, explicitly states that the chozeh, the breast, and the other parts, the chozeh v'shoik, they are going to be given to Aaron ulevonov in every circumstance, even in the event that the Emurim were not put onto the Mizbeach. So here too, says Rav Papa, in this case, we're going to compare our case to Tomei and Ovad, and the Kohanim can eat the Chozeh v'Shoik, and the owners will have their Kapara, even though the Emurim will only be put on the Mizbeach the following day after the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Continues the Gemara. Rav Kahana, Rami Rav Kahana asked an apparent stira. Ksiv, in one Pasuk it says, Lo yisizbach al chometz dam zivchi, v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. The Pasuk of Loyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker means that the Korban Chagiga, don't let the parts that have to go on the Mizbeach wait overnight till the morning. That's called Lina, and the Korbanus, the Apostle Belina, and here we're not talking about they're on the top of the Mizbeach, and there's a whole discussion whether Yesh Lina Bereisha Mizbeach or not. Here we're talking about regular Lina, where the limbs are left at the foot of the Mizbeach. The Kohanim was supposed to offer all these limbs and fats onto the Mizbeach overnight, If they got to the morning, then they become posel psulina. Ad boy kehuda lo yolin. You're not allowed to leave these limbs all the way till the morning, says the posuk. Ha kol alaylo, but through the night, ha kol alaylo kulo yolin. As we said before, that you're allowed to leave the limbs at the foot on the mizbeach, and the kohenim through the night would put all those emurim and the chalovim that didn't manage to get put onto the mizbeach before the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im, as long as the shechita and the zrika was done before the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im, the emurim could be put onto the mizbeach overnight. That's what it says in one pasuk. We know that to be true. There's another pasuk, uchsiv, v'hikter oleo chel ve'ashlomim, oleo hashlim kol ha'korbanis kulam. Now we're asking the basic question, that how can all these emurim actually be put onto the mizbeach overnight? It's true that the shechita and the zrika was done before the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im, but how can you put the parts that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach, how can you put them on the mizbeach overnight? You're putting these parts onto the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. And we've been learning the whole daf today. We've been learning that you're not allowed to put anything onto the mizbeach after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Why should the hektekta imurim v'chalovim of the korban of the day before be allowed to be put on? That was the question that Rav Kahana asked. Says the Gemara, who moisev lo, who mefarek lo, he asked the question and he answered it, kishe nitoisru. That indeed he understood that providing that the Zrikas Hadam was done before the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, since it was able to be put, potentially, it could have been put on the Mizbeach before the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arba'im, therefore, it's as if it's already on the Kor, it's so to speak, it's already hushlam, it's already become completed, it's a korban that's associated to the korban tomid shel shachar, because before the korban tomid shel ben arbaim, this animal was already ready for the mizbeach. Technically, they didn't have time to put it on, or there were too many korbanos on the fire at that point, they were allowed to then finish off the actual putting it onto the mizbeach after the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. But that's only because it was already ready for the mizbeach before the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. Continues the Gemara. Rami le Rav Safra le Rav. Rav Safra asked Rav another apparent contradiction in the psukim. Ksiv it says in one pasuk, lo yolin laboike zevach chag ha-pesach. The pasuk says, le'sishchat al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin laboike zevach chag ha-pesach. The korban pesach is not allowed to be left. The parts that have to go on the mizbeach, the chalovim and whatever parts went on the mizbeach, were not allowed to be left at the foot of the mizbeach, not be put on the mizbeach right through the night. La boika hu d'lo yolin, as we saw before, you're not allowed to leave it till the morning. Ha kol alaylo yolin, but you are allowed to put the fats of the korban pesach that were going to go onto the mizbeach. They were allowed to be put on the mizbeach right through the night. Now he's asking a very interesting question. V'oksiv it says in the pasuk, oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi al oilas atomid v'nisko. There's a special korban oila was brought on Shabbos every Shabbos, and that Shabbos was brought al oilas atomid besides for the korban tomid that was brought every day. What do we learn from there? Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, the Shabbos oila is allowed to be put onto the mizbeach because it's the Shabbos korban. V'loy oilas choil b'Shabbos. But if you had this korban, a korban oila that needed to be put on the mizbeach, and it was a Friday's korban, and you didn't have time to put those korbanos onto the mizbeach on Friday, you're not allowed to put them on the mizbeach on Friday night. V'loy oilas choil b'yomtiv. The same with yomtiv. The yomtiv korbanos, of course, you can put on the mizbeach. The heir of yomtiv korbanos, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach as you would all other korbanos the whole year round. The korbanos of the day, if you didn't have time, you can put their parts onto the mizbeach the following night. But if it's yomtiv the following night, you're not allowed to put the weekday korbanos, those parts, onto the mizbeach on yomtiv. So over here we have a problem. The korban pesach, when was it brought? On erev pesach. It's a weekday korban. The night after that, Leil Pesach, is Yomtiv. How could they put the parts of the Korban Pesach onto the Mizbeach through the night? You're not allowed to put the Erev of Yomtiv parts onto the Mizbeach on Yomtiv. Omar Le, so Rav answered back to Rav Safra, Kvaromya Nialei Rav Acha Bar Chia Lerbavo. This question was actually asked by Rav Abba Bar Chia, to Rabavo. Vashoni Lein, and Rabavo answered as follows, that Hocha, this pasuk that seems to be telling us that Lo yolin naboike, the parts of the Korban Pesach that need to go on the Mizbeach, they're not allowed to be left till the morning, but overnight. Even though it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. That Pasuk is talking about Barbar, so Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. Oskinon, we're talking about that Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, so it's a Shabbos Korban. Chelve Shabbos, craving be Yom Tov. If Matzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, you're allowed to take the fats of the Shabbos Korbanos and offer them up, even on Yom Tov. And so this Pasuk, which allows you to offer the fats of the Korban Pesach onto the Mizbeach, even on the night of the 15th, is talking about that the Erev Pesach is a Shabbos digger, is Shabbos. Omar Le. So now Rav asked Rav Safra back. Omar Le. Rav Safra now asked Rav back. Some say it wasn't Rav before, some say it was Rava. But either way, Rav Safra asked that Mishum de Chelve Shabbos craving b'yom tov, just because this halacha is true, that the fats of the Shabbos korbanos you're allowed to offer on Matzah Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov, anan neiku v'neimele d'hai kro barbaos ha-shechol yeis b'Shabbos u'dechsiv? Is that good enough reason that we can establish that the Pasuk that says, lo yolin naboike zeva chaga Pesach, from where we learn that the Pesach, the fats of the Korban Pesach, are allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach on the night of the 15th, on Yom Tov. Is that good enough reason to say that this Pasuk is only talking about an Erev Pesach which falls on Shabbos? The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says that the fats of the Korban Pesach can always be offered up on Yom Tov night. And then the question comes back. We know that the Korbanos of the weekdays are not allowed to be offered up. That means the fats are not allowed to be offered up on Yom Tov. Omar Lei. So he answered back to Rav Safra, and he said, Shavke lekro, leave the psukim alone. It's okay. It's self-evident. It's not as if we are introducing and establishing that this pasuk is only talking about one case, and then you're asking me, who gives me the right to do that? It's not about us. The pasuk itself is demanding that that's how you understand it. Dehu dochik. The contradiction in the psukim itself. Now, on the one hand, the Torah tells us you're not allowed to offer up korbanos of the weekdays on Yom Tov. And another posuk that says that the Korban Pesach fats can be offered on Yom Tov, it lends itself, the posuk itself is, so to speak, telling you that I'm only talking about if Erev Pesach is Shabbos and Shabbos fats are allowed to be offered on Yom Tov, and that's the only time where you're allowed to put the fats of the Korban Pesach onto the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. But in any other case, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Mishnah from here.